I would like to ask you how the Asian Australian become a politician in Western country, especially in Australia.
So
I would like to ask you a couple more questions. The first one is how you get ready and be prepared, and what qualifications, including the resource, the time, and support to get you ready to become a politician. How do you start?
So how do you prepare yourself to be a member of parliament in a Western country?
Yes.
Being an Asian.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Look, there's no such thing as preparation, or there's no definitive thought, you know, a preparation to be a member of parliament as such.
Uh-huh.
Just that I become an activist, you know, helping with the settlement of our community, going back to when I was involved with Dr. Powell's time, very much helping the community to settle here.
Okay.
So one thing led to the other, just the involvement. It's not like you want to prepare yourself, you want to be a member of parliament, you're going to be a member of parliament as such.
Uh-huh.
There's no school to prepare you for that. There's nothing that can prepare you and that you're going to be a member of parliament. Nobody wants to be a member of parliament can be a member of parliament as such. I just happened to be the circumstances such that at the time I was so involved in helping my community, helping our Indo-Chinese community generally with the settlement in the southeast, and in Springvale, Dandenong, Oakley, Clayton area, there's a large concentration of Southeast Asian, particularly Indo-Chinese settlement at the time. And at that time, I was pretty involved in helping them. And in the early 80s, in the mid-80s, when the Labour Party was very much in charge in the Southeast, all three levels of government, council level, local council, government level, at state level, and also at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in that area, in the Southeast, it has always been a Labour stronghold. But in 1992, the state Labour Party had lost the election very badly to Jeff Kennett. And so the party at the time just looking around and wanting to have fresh blood, you know, recruited into the Labour Party.
Okay.
And I just happened to be around, and I have joined the party at that time already in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1993, I was selected because they asked me to stand for the election because they see that I'm qualified in the sense that I have been very involved. I'm very much a social activists helping the community development, very involved in the party, in trying to promote the party and getting people to join the party, so-called. And so one thing led to the others, and they know that I'm pretty reasonably qualified, also that I'm marketable, that I'm presentable, I know the community very well.
Uh-huh.
I've been campaigning for the party for many times in the past, letterboxing, hand out how to work hard, you know, helping with the whole range of political activity for the Labour Party. And the party wants somebody to representing the population of that area to reflect the composition of the population, which is very, very Asian by then. And even now, the electorate that I represent, it used to be called Clayton,
mm-hmm.
and now it's called Clorinda.
Okay.
You know, 58% of the constituents of the voters are from non-Anglo origin, and 26% are Asian,
mm-hmm.
are mainly Chinese and Indian and Indo-Chinese, you know, Vietnamese, Timorese, and now Sri Lankan, all that. So is a very, very Asian electorate, very, very multicultural electorate. So the party very happy that they see me representing the population in that area. So in terms of how you're preparing all that, it's just like, you know, I'm very much at heart. I take the social justice issue. I take the human rights issue. I take the multiculturalism issue very seriously. Also not believe in it, and with a conviction and wanting to serve a party that really also commit into these values of, you know, social equity, social justice, human rights, and multiculturalism. And so the party leaders and the party members can see all that. in me in a lot of ways.
Okay, that's very good.
And so therefore you're practicing that as well, and you're promoting that, you're advocating on that basis, and you're serving the community and serving the party on that basis. And that reflects in everything that I'm doing for the community. And that's why, you know, before I went to Parliament, I was selected. I did not even apply, but I was selected by the Minister for Multicultural Affairs at the time to be the Commissioner with the Victorian Multicultural Affairs. At that time, we called Ethnic Affairs. You know, so I was a Commissioner for 9 years, in fact, until Jeff Kennett came in. So it is very much in my blood to be a Labour person. I'm very, very passionate. I have a fire in my tummy in terms of wanting to see.
So you're saying that apart from becoming a member of a political party, you have to work hard and get involved with all issues that concern with the communities. And
that's correct.
And apart from that, how do you share the workloads if you are working for another jobs and you still carry on this duty?
In fact, you know, when you really think about it, when you really look at it, you know, it's only the busy people have got, you know, still got time to help other people. It's about the, you know, volunteer. And, you know, I mean, in this country, people volunteer to the tune of multi-billion dollar worth of work, right? And, you know, the Hmong community is the same. Every other community is the same. You got the association, you got community group that you come together and you volunteer your time after hours, after, you know, at the weekend, or make things happen for the community, make things happen for other people to help them, those who are, they are in need, they are needier, and they deserving, you know, of the help that now we can afford to probably been here longer or earlier, and we know all the road, we know all the system, we know how to negotiate the system on their behalf. And so it's just a matter of you managing your time and trying to now put in as much as you can. As I said, only the busy people have still got time to, you know, to organize, to help other people. So you do it on very much on a voluntary basis. But then again, you know, just a human nature. When you like something, when you commit to something, you will always find time to do it. When you enjoy doing it, you find time to do it.
So what do you want to say to those youngsters, especially from a migrant community, who would like to become a politician in the future? How would they do?
To the migrant community generally, you see, you look at the Greek, the Italian, the Jewish, the Lebanese, the Turkish community, they're pretty integrated. They're pretty well represented in parliament themselves, right? Now, the Lebanese have got three member of parliament there, the Turkish the same, the Jewish got six member of parliament, the Italian got many, and the Greek got about four or five there. This is from both sides of politics, right? So my concern is the subject matter that you raised with me, and that is the Asian community, right? We seem to be not very well represented. I'm still the only Chinese Cambodian, almost the only Asian in Parliament. We were hoping that some two or three other Chinese got up at the last election in November, but unfortunately, because of the small party system, the way they give preference to each other, the big party been missing out. So we miss out on some very good people joining the rank. But my appeal to the younger generation would be that, look, this is our country. Victorian is our state. This is our home. And we just have to be caring enough to have the conviction that we have to take part in the whole range of activity, including not just being professional or being doing well in business or have a good life, but also try to help running this country, this state as well. And that is by participating fully in the whole range of activity, including political activity. And, you know, some people will always say, oh, I don't like politics. Politics is, you know, dirty politics. But, you know, you like it or not, we are being affected by politics, because it's politics who deciding, you know, how we live. And in fairness to politicians, I mean, every politician or every member of parliament on both sides of politics, they have a good intention by going to parliament, that because they want to change, they want to improve the community for the better. The only difference is that there's some certain degree of different ideology, and on the conservative side, which is different from my political party, they would have certain, you know, priority, whereas my political party, which is not basically the worker, the underdog, the migrant, the working class party have a different sort of approach to certain things, and we give priority to certain things to look after people who cannot look after themselves better. Okay. So basically, at the end, is we all have a real good intention of improving, providing for a better living standard, improving the condition of our life in our state, in this country. So, you know, despite all the dirty talk, the you know, abuse, the disrespect sometimes we see you know, from the media or from people who, you know, do not like politicians, we still believe that we have a very, very much responsible duty to do for the country and for the state. And therefore, in that sense, I believe that it is a job that you cannot find in any other area but professionally, which provide you with an exceptional honor, exceptional authority, exceptional responsibility, not to help shape the direction of the state, which is a very honorable work, you know, position to be. And I therefore believe that, I mean, that for the younger generation who feel that they belong here, they grown up here, they educated here, they trained here, and they are very much part of the fabric of the system here, they should be taking the step toward looking very seriously about carving out a career in politics as well, which is now the Jewish community, for example, is a very small community, but they're doing exceptionally well in the state of Victoria and in the federal field as well. Okay. If we continue to ignore politics or being involved in the whole range of civic, you know, life, we will be left out and not being considered seriously as part of the state and nation building of this country as such in a serious way. Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.